Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to give a review and my thoughts on The Zone of Interest, the UK submission for Best International Feature at the Oscars. I got nominated for both International Feature and Best Picture and Best Director, and I think a couple others. It is about the everyday life of an Auschwitz commandant during World War II and that concentration camp. I have a lot of complicated feelings about this film, and I'm going to try to kind of explain how I feel right after this. So like I stated in the intro, this movie is essentially about one of the lead commandants at Auschwitz concentration camp, and it's kind of told in a few different parts. And like I said, I have a lot of complicated feelings about this movie. But first off, it kind of amazes me that there are so many World War II and Holocaust movies, but filmmakers can still come up with new ways to explore that time period and kind of find new stories to tell. I mean, this movie has such a simple premise. I wonder why it hasn't really been done before. And I think, so as, like I said in the intro, it's the essential premise, for at least for the first half, like two thirds of the movie, is just about the everyday life of this guy's family. It shows them doing mundane tasks like pulling weeds and cooking breakfast and, you know, having like a birthday party or, you know, a kid's pool party, all while Auschwitz is literally on the other side of a wall. And it's just, I kind of understand why no one has ever done this before, because it's a very thin line that you can walk, that you know, these people are Nazis and they're monsters, but the risk of this film is that you cast them in a sympathetic light in a way, because they're doing normal everyday tasks, you know, like getting the kids ready for school and all of that, and you know, going fishing with your kids and having a beach day and all of that, and that's the stuff that we do, that everybody does. You know, everybody kisses their wife before they go to work, but not everybody goes to work at one of the most notorious death camps in the Holocaust, you know. So it's, and I think the fact that the film is told in this way, it might be the most disturbing to explore this, this subject matter, because you never see anything, you know. It's not like Schindler's List where, they're not, or Spielberg was not shy about showing you what went on in Auschwitz. This film almost makes it a point to not show you exactly what's going on. But it's just like you only get to see the peripheries of what's happening. You know, like there's some images in this movie that, on their surface, are not, I'm trying to walk a line here. On the surface, they're not that bad, but put in the context and inside the frame of the Holocaust, it makes them very disturbing. Just because of the laissez-faire attitude that these people have about, like it's this. I guess this movie is about the normalization of horrific acts. Like I said, there's this scene where a guy comes home from work, quote unquote work. I mean, that's how it's framed in the movie. He's just coming home for lunch and he takes off his boots before he goes inside. And then someone, and you just think, oh yeah, like you take off your shoes before you go inside, that's, to keep the house clean. But then someone comes along, picks up the boots, and washes them off, and you can see that they're washing blood off of his boots. And there's another scene where, the guy, it's like it's dusk, it's getting dark, he's, they've had dinner, they're getting ready for bed or whatever, and the guy goes outside to have a cigar. Totally, normal thing to do to relax before you go to bed for some people, and he's smoking a cigar, but in the background there's a flaming smokestack. And it's just like, it's right there, like how can these people accept this? How can these people just continue, living the seemingly normal life while this is going on literally in their backyard. And you don't, like I said, you don't see anything, but you hear it. Gunshots. Every once in a while, the mom will be showing the baby some flowers and having the baby sniff some roses, and then you'll just hear gunshots in the back, and she doesn't react. No one reacts to any of these horrific sounds of people screaming and a train, sounds of a train coming into the camp. And I'm just had to see this movie twice before I did this. Because I didn't really know what the film wanted to make me feel, or what the purpose of the movie was. I don't really know. I guess it's trying to say that we are all capable of normalizing horrific things and just forgetting, putting them out of our mind and just forgetting about them because we're benefiting from them. And we don't really pay attention or want to pay attention to what's going, literally going on in our backyard. There's just, I don't know. It's a tough sit. It's a tough watch. Because you see these people. I mean, I saw myself in these people in a lot of ways because they're just living life. They're just trying to be a family and, have that kind of dream of having a house and a nice life, good schools for their kids and, stuff like that, but they're doing it on the backs of dead Jews. And so that's what I'm struggling with this film. It's so I don't really know how to review this film besides how it makes me feel, because it's not, I don't, is it a good movie? I don't really know how to answer that. Was it entertaining? Did I enjoy it? No. Was it well crafted? Technically, yes, the cinematography and definitely the sound editing and the sound mixing. I mean, there's long periods of no dialogue in this movie, just showing someone doing something normal and everyday. But like I said, in the background, you can hear Jews dying in astonishing numbers. So this movie is all sound, it's all score. The score is unsettling. Like, so technically, yes, it is well crafted. So it is a well-made film. Was the story engaging? I mean, not really. I mean, it's just normal everyday stuff. I didn't really particularly find the characters all that compelling because they're just seemingly regular people. They're cast in a light of being just regular people. It did make me think, and it did make me feel powerful emotions. It challenged me to see these people as monsters, even though I didn't show them as monsters. But that's what they are. And it just may, at least the parents, because they know, they're old enough to know what's going on. One of them is directly involved with it. The dad, the commandant, is like the lead of this camp. Like, he knows what's going on in there. I'm sure the wife knows what's going on in there. I mean, but the kids, they're there, but they're not really old enough to really know what dad does when he goes to work, kind of thing. It's like they put on their lederhosen and they go to school. And it's like they're not, I mean, they are the older kids. This family has like four or five kids, three, four kids. One of them is older, and you can see him playing with gold teeth at night. He's under the sheets with a flashlight, when he's supposed to be in bed, which is a normal thing for a kid to do, to try to stay up late after their parents tell him to go to bed. But normally they're like reading comic books or something, not playing with the dead Jew's gold teeth. So it's like, it makes me laugh because I don't know what to say. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. This movie made me uncomfortable. Like I said, it wasn't quote unquote entertaining or enjoyable. But I would say that, I don't know, it's like I was gonna say that it does accomplish what it sets out to do, but that's kind of hard to say too, because throughout the film I kept asking myself in my head, or asking the filmmakers in my head, like, why are you showing me this? Why do you feel like this is important for me to see? So it's really hard to see, like, what the point of the movie was at some spots. Like, it definitely explores the mechanical efficiency of the Nazis employed to exterminate the Jews, but I already knew that. Like, that's, I've seen dozens of other Holocaust movies. Like, I studied it in school and on my own, to kind of get an idea of, what happened during that time period. So I didn't really need to be shown that because I already knew that. I think it's like, I think the idea is is showing the complacency and the complicity of everyday people while all this is going on, for this to be able to happen, and that it could happen to all of us. Like, their people, we're people, I'm sure most people would like to think that they would not put up with this, but or put up with something like that, but we are all capable of the same things, I think. So is it a good film? I mean, does it even really matter? It's like I said, it's a tough sit regardless, whether you think it's good or necessary or not. It's not enjoyable. I probably won't ever see it again. I've seen it twice. I don't need to see it a third time. I probably never will. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I have a lot of complicated feelings about it, but like I said, it was nominated for 5 Oscars, international film, which is most likely going to win, best sound, which in my opinion, I think it should win because that's the star of the show. It's the star of the movie is the sound design, the mixing and the editing, and without that, the whole thing falls apart. I don't know what it's up against, but if I was voting, I would vote for this film, Zone of Interest, to win Best Sound. It's nominated for Best Picture. I don't think it has any shot at winning. It's nominated for directing. I don't think it has a chance to win. I think Christopher Nolan's pretty much got that one wrapped up. And it's also nominated for some reason for adapted screenplay. Was there a screenplay? There's like no dialogue. It's just images and noises the whole time. So I don't know why it was even nominated for adapted screenplay. So it's not, there's no chance it's gonna win. So nominated for 5 Oscars and 9 BAFTAs. And BAFTAs are like the British Oscars. Probably, I would say, the second most prestigious film awards in the world behind the Oscars. So, yeah, and this was the last nominee for Best Picture for me to see that I hadn't seen yet. So I've seen it twice, and I think it's deserving of the Best Picture nomination. But yeah, it's rough. So I can't really say I recommend it. I mean, if you're a completist like me and you just want to see everything that's nominated for Best Picture, go on ahead. But I don't think this movie needs to be seen by anyone, honestly. It's just so disturbing in its simplicity, that I don't know. I can't really recommend it. But see it if you want. So that's my thoughts and my review on the Zone of Interest. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes. And follow me on my blog, 1001filmblog.com. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you next time.